The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Varis Help Partners.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I was so into the song, I forgot to turn the mic on.
I know, man. We should just, like, play the song
right,
and
rock
just
out.
Dance around. Yeah.
Hadn't heard that one in a while. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with our friends sponsoring this half hour, Varis Health Partners. Keith and Pam Giles are here in the studio with me. Good morning, you two. So happy to see you again.
Good morning.
Been a while.
Yeah, good morning to see you and everybody out there.
Yes. So we had a little rock and roll to start things off, and we were talking earlier about the fact that this Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that everybody stays healthy for Varis Health Partners and that we have so much to talk about. So why don't we get started? And you've got, what, Saturday is your information grab and go? What is that? I don't know if I'm familiar with that.
Well, we actually just had it, and we wanted to share a little bit about it. It was pretty awesome. We're hoping to do it again in the fall.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, we had it at the Magnolia Garden Club in Milton. That's a really awesome facility, don't you think, there, Keith?
Yeah, I think so, and it we brought some great food in, and you know I like food. So, one of them was Milton Bakery's Blueberry Donut.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
No carbs in that.
I actually hid some of them, so.
Oh, shh. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, we had to make sure we brought some of those home. But, yeah, so they have it was a really good venue. And, like you said, we ordered some pretty good food. And we also got some pretty good stuff like, oh, I didn't know that. So that's what we want to do when we do workshops like that.
Right.
Well, they're very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were brainstorming and came up with this idea of just fire hosing people with the information that we get, that we've learned, and then pass it on to the public. And we ask that when we do that, please share. A matter of fact, a lot of times we will have clients tell us, hey, this is what I had to do for this particular situation. And we'd love to spread that around.
Mm-hmm.
And so we learned from our clients as well. What's going on, and we ended up doing this thing, and we were hoping to just close those gaps, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the five workshops that we thought, especially like he said, questions we get, we're like, you know what? Let's put out some information on the community. So we did a Medicare ins and outs with healthcare for people under 65 as well. We did some dental health awareness, which is a really interesting thing. And we had some top 10 Social Security essentials that people don't realize you need to know when you get ready to retire. So we put some info out there on that. There's two sites, and I've talked about it off and on the radio, Medicare.gov and SSA.gov. And there's people don't know that they both exist and they both have different purposes. So we put a little session in there to explain what they are, how to set up your login, and how to actually utilize those sites. And we also had one of our favorites is what we call a veteran initiative. And we had an individual come in and he shared about veterans and healthcare, and just it's always amazing information. So, and we closed out the evening with questions and answers and whatever else we could do to help anybody that showed up on Saturday.
Well, it sounds great. Sounds like that you had an opportunity to gain a lot of information, but I think it'd be great if you could share some of that information with our listeners today and make this a workshop in a way. Can
Absolutely.
You do that?
Yeah, sure. I took a couple of highlights from that Medicare. We also do our Medicare Made Easy classes. I'm going to resume those in the fall. But we took a couple of snippets out of there. And with this one, we, of course, went over what Medicare Part A and E and B is. But Part D, which is the drug plan side of Medicare. And we talked about some things like changes, which we talked earlier on the show, that happened in 2025, even though you have a max out-of-pocket of $2,000. Still, if you're on medications that are expensive, and with a $590 deductible plus a high copay over $100 for med, people still can't afford $2,000 up front. So we talked about ways that you can manage that, which is through a program that they established where you can actually make payments over 12 months. But other strategies we included in there, we always talk about cash versus using your drug plan itself, like use discount cards. There are pharmaceuticals, depending on certain medications that are out there, they'll have something for you. And while I was actually even doing some research, Florida has a card out there that you can use also. It's called the State Discount Program, and it's a Florida RX card. So I haven't
interesting. I've not heard of that before.
Yes. So when I was researching all these strategies, I was like, I knew all of them, but I didn't realize we had actually a card in Florida. So I'm exploring that one a little bit more. And another thing we share with a lot of people, there's a program called Extra Help. It's a federal program. And like I was telling you about, SSA.gov is another topic we had. Extra Help is something you can actually apply for on the federal. It's a federal program on the SSA.gov site. And then people with low income, they may be eligible for what we call low income subsidy, or LIS. And all of that is, both of those programs are based on income and assets. And a lot of people don't know that they might fit into any of those categories. And, you know, like I said, there's discount programs. There's programs like Canadian Med Store or HOPE that are work directly where you are paying cash for your medications. And, of course, your pharmacist, you know, up front, hey, if I bought this over the counter instead of paying cash, what's the cost difference? So we covered that pretty extensively, just because it's something people don't realize.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel, and our experts this morning are from Veris Health Partners, Keith and Pam Giles. If you've got a question for them, text it in at 850-437-1620.
Awesome. And then we ended that first session with under 65, and Keith's going to share a little bit more about what happens in that area.
That's right. So if you're looking at alternatives to, let's say you're retiring from your employer plan, or if you're just retiring, getting ready before 65, that's kind of where I fit in and give you some other choices than like the employer plan under COBRA or on the marketplace or things like that. That's short-term plans. What is all this? You know, where do I fit? And, I've said this before, and, you know, we're trying to save you money so you can grow your money. And we don't want you to pay, in, for instance, us being in the 60s, we're looking at about, for plans that are equivalent to your employer plan, it's about $1,000, $1,200 a month if you're not getting assistance. So
that's a lot.
Yeah.
That can actually add up.
That's right. Yes. So many times, We'll look at the marketplace first to see if you could qualify for any credits on that. Then we'll look at medical cost sharing, which is one of our favorites, and we attach a 24/7 doctor on top of that, so you don't have to go running into the emergency room right away. You can call your doctor first. That's usually around a 62-year-old. I think it's about $280 a month.
Wow.
So, and it's the old way of doing things. It's catastrophic care. Anything catastrophically, they will pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to pick your risk. Your risk being, it's like a deductible.
So if someone was interested, they could come to you.
Absolutely.
And talk to you about all these different options.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the best way for them to reach you?
By phone, or they can email us.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your phone number?
850.
I might have it. Hang on, I got notes here.
850-437-3127.
850-437-3127. And the website, it looks like, is www.venvirus.com. VirusHP.com. Yes.
Right. Yeah, we use our cell phones so much, I always forget about our office phone number.
That's so true. I couldn't tell you my best friend's number anymore. It's in that, you know, easy access button. So, but the interest is very interesting information, because you do have to start planning before you turn 65.
That's right.
You really do. You really have to. And my year before that, my mail, I ended up with a box. I mean, a huge box full of solicitations from every insurance plan in the world. Yep. It was very overwhelming and very confusing. So you really need someone like you two who can kind of help you sort out what's going to be best for you.
Right. When did you start searching?
I actually started my search when I turned around. Well, I started getting the stuff in the mail when I turned 63, if you can believe that.
It's a little bit too late.
Yeah.
I believe that. Yeah.
Because if you think about it, and one of our section was talking about getting your benefits, retirement benefits from Social Security, is 62 a good time?
There's a huge question for me, because that was either 62 or 66, I think it was. Now I'm understanding most of the population going forward is going to be 67. They keep moving the bar. 68.
Correct.
I heard maybe it's going to be 72 soon. So to get your full amount.
Yes, absolutely. So there's a lot of ins and outs. And Cheryl, our
CFO,
who is in the office on the Melbourne side.
Did a brilliant job.
She did that presentation. Her and Keith are both getting certified. She is certified now to actually present a workshop on, you know, they can sit down and sit one-on-one with you and go over those benefit options with you.
It's confusing.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of information and a lot of choices to be made.
Yeah.
And you're scared, because they could kind of say, they hammer it down, and if you don't do this now, this will happen, or if you make this choice, the penalty will be. So there's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people are nowadays continuing working past age 65.
Right.
And so, well, how long do I keep waiting? How much money can I make before I get penalized if I pick up my benefit check? So there, that's a big part of your planning. And was one of the workshops that we had, was to kind of put some info out there to help you pre-plan for that as well.
Very helpful. Very helpful.
Yeah.
So then what else? You had some other workshops as well, I understand.
Yes. One of the ones that is actually kind of my favorite, it's was the dental health awareness. And we get lots of questions, because Medicare typically does not cover dental, vision, and hearing, what we need as we get older. And Medicare doesn't cover it unless it's some kind of medical issue that happens. So like your regular preventatives and checkups and all that kind of stuff, you're kind of on your own, because Medicare doesn't cover those. So Sarah McKnight, who's also an agent and a hygienist, she is also our daughter.
Oh, how convenient.
Yes. She did a great job with the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we get, a lot of people are looking for that dental care when they get into the Medicare space, or in general, if they end up like on a cost-sharing program or one of the other healthcare options out there, that you still got to look for dental options and what's important about dental. And we all learn the typical hygiene information, and it's pretty much still a known thing, but your teeth and like plaque buildup and stuff that happens if you are not actually cleaning your mouth, a lot of health issues are visible through dental and hygiene options. And we had a big discussion, because there's a big difference if you need a regular preventative cleaning versus comprehensive and different cleanings because of different issues going on in your mouth. So I just thought that presentation was really good. But we talked a little bit about what Medicare Advantage plans might include drug plans, and then getting a standalone drug plan. So there's options for people out to get dental at least some preventative done as well. So that, I thought that was a pretty, I thought that was a very informative for me.
Well, it's very relevant. I mean, as you get older, I hate to say it, but things start breaking down. Teeth, eyes, ears.
Yeah, and I mean, diabetes.
Getting old is not for sissies.
Yeah,
so.
Diabetes and different high blood pressure. Absolutely. And different things like that are all, you know, repercussions for different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So deciding what plan's going to be best for you is critical.
Yeah, absolutely. So I knew that was one of my favorites, just because I never sit down and listen to it except what we're supposed to do for hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought
right.
That was good. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good one.
Yeah. And then we, I think after that one, we did the Social Security Essentials. We covered that a little bit. What else did we want to add for some of that stuff on that Social Security Essentials?
Yeah, I just want to say, if you're thinking about it, you would want to start now. You wouldn't, at 60. And that way you decide whether or not you're going to pick it up at the beginning when you're eligible. I think it's 62. But, and then what's your FRA? Your full retirement age, and at that point you can make a determination on that. Also, work closely with your financial planner, like Alpha Star or something,
mm-hmm.
and they'll work closely together to make sure you get your full benefit account. My struggle, and this is what interests us, was people always asking us, for information on, hey, when should I start it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's down to each individual, what their needs are. And so I did it on my own, and it took me almost 2 months to figure out how old I was going to be when I passed away.
Right.
I thought I was going to be dead at 30.
True.
In my hot rod, in my 1968 GTO. So it was very difficult, and then that's how we got engaged with it, and
mm-hmm.
and that's one of your hardest picks to do, you know, how to predict the future,
right?
And and then what Cheryl and I went to a seminar, and we listened to a guy by the name, I think it was Harrelson or something. Anyway, to make a long story short, he's 35 years in the Social Security system. He retired. And now,
wow.
now he's instructing people on not to get panicky about what's going on in the next generation. Will I have money in 62? He was pretty confident that it's going to stay around.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be to make a decision based on, oh, it's not going to be there, so I might as well take it at 62, is not necessarily the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Because you're fully invested at different ages, as we mentioned earlier.
That's right.
It just depends.
And you still got to be aware of what your earnings are.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Because she went through a whole thing about different earnings. What is, you got to pay back $1 for every two or $1 for every three, depending on what you got for your benefits and your age. And so it's just a lot of info. And then another point was amounts for ex-spouses and, you know, how much you can collect, or, and it depends if they're collecting or you're collecting.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, there's a lot of deep dive information into that, but that was one of the reasons why we went ahead and got some certifications so that we can get a little bit more involved in that.
So we'll probably be kicking that off in our office and helping people make those decisions. So here soon. I know the East Coast will do it before us, but we'll get it going.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Veris Health Partners, Pam and Keith Giles. And I had a listener just texted in and said, can you please spell it? So it's V as in Victor, E-R-U-S, Health Partners. So the website is www.verushp, that stands for healthpartners.com, and their phone number, 850-437-3127, and they're located on 2810 East Cervantes Street.
No,
you've moved. Oh, this is
an
old note.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
what's your new address?
We do have a new address. It's 850 South Palafox, and that's Suite 103.
I stand corrected. 850 South Palafox. Excuse me while I update my notes. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. So, hey, so one thing, Meg, that we came up with, it was in the very first session when Pam was giving her sessions, we had talked to a gentleman that it was his Social Security card got jacked, right?
Yes.
Oh, no.
There's all kinds of scams. Well, it was his Medicare card.
Medicare card.
His
yes,
Medicare
right.
card. Yes, because with the, the new Medicare cards are alphanumeric characters versus used to be the Social Security number with the alpha character on the end. And so many people, since we went to the new ones, I've ran into that they had to get a new Medicare card because something had been, their card had been stolen or used, or I don't even know exactly how that happens with the Medicare card number. But he, I think we're going to have him on. He has a pretty interesting
next month,
story
yeah.
on
oh, that'd
whole,
be great.
How that whole process worked. And then I think after our Social Security course, just real quick, one thing I want to add, I had that SSA.gov and the Medicare.gov important sites to know how they work. If you get your Medicare before you get your Social Security benefits, you have to pay cash yourself. You have to pay for that Part B. And they bill you for 3 months. They bill you for a quarter of payment. So take 185 times three or whatever it's going to be. Versus you can set up a EFT draft and have it automatically monthly taken out of your account. And you do that with Medicare.gov. It's so weird. But that was a key takeaway for me is because I started doing it. Keith started doing it because we're not getting our benefit check yet. Because typically they automatically take that out of your Social Security benefit check and you don't even see it. But if you are not doing that, you got to pay for it. So that was a big takeaway for us because that's real helpful.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And then lastly, Keith, what do you want to share about our vet initiative? We always have a lot going on with that one.
Well, we had some people get some actual action started, some of the complications they have through the VA system. So Colonel Cullen was helping them with that problem. I don't know exactly what it was, but every time we have an event, they go, you have that aha moment. Ah, you know?
Right. Well, we're always learning something.
Yeah.
You're always learning something.
Yeah.
So you can help veterans, though, in terms of this the benefits.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. We only have a couple minutes left now, so anything that we haven't touched on that you'd like to talk about today?
Yeah, we can always turn on the music and dance. Everybody out there, get off your chair, and if you're sitting
in
a chair.
The studio.
Yeah.
Well, if we were a rock station, that'd be okay, but we're not.
Oh,
we're
man.
A talk station.
I tried, people.
I just said we like to help educate people. That's a big part of what we do, and we like to research stuff. Don't hesitate. You got a question, give us a call. If we can, we can. We will answer it. If not, we'll try to see if we can find an answer for
you. Yeah, it keeps us up at night sometimes, but, yeah, certainly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's changing all the time. So
it
the fact
changing.
That you're able to keep it up with it, you really need an expert, no kidding, when you start to navigate through these waters because it's not easy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, last tip, do not, anybody calls you from Social Security or Medicare, do
right.
not, and just, I don't know, if you want to keep on the line and goof for them for a little while, that's okay. They will not call you. They will send you a letter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you need to look for. And make sure that their emblem's on it, right, Pam?
Make sure what?
Their emblem's on it.
Yeah. Oh,
Social
yes.
Social Security.
When you get documentation, there's stuff you were talking about. You get so much in the mail,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like Social Security sent
they
it to
do.
Me.
They
I got to take care of it.
Yeah,
if it doesn't
like it.
Have that that Social Security or that Medicare mm-hmm. emblem on them, it's not from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's one of the key takeaways for looking at mail when you get all that stuff in.
And don't answer any questions on the phone. If they ask you, if they say, is this Keith Giles? Is this Pam Giles? Don't even say yes, because I heard from a friend that they can take that yes recording and insert it to you saying yes to something they're doing.
They are getting clever.
I mean, that's so the thing is, if they ask you, then say, who am I speaking to, please?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
then usually you get lots of hems and haws and who do you represent? And then if they can't answer, thank you. Goodbye.
That's right.
I've been using, this is a recorded message.
Oh, look at you.
And they hang up all the way.
Okay, that'll work too. Thanks you guys for coming in. It's always a pleasure. Keith and Pam Giles here with Verus, V-E-R-U-S, Health Partners. Phone number again?
850-
437-31 I got it right in front of me. 3127 And their website, verushp.com.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. Be safe.